So in the past, we have been accustomed to having conversations about rape, and this is a conversation about like sexual assault. There is a notion that sexual violence that isn't rape isn't traumatizing, or that the impacts are not as severe as rape. And what we do know is that it does have the ability to have the same impacts as a completed or attempted a rape. And so we have had conversations with survivors who, for the first time, are recognizing that what happened to them was a sexual assault. And they themselves are processing now, recognizing that what they experienced and what they themselves tried to minimize as a normal behavior, that it's just boys being boys or people being people, and that maybe it wasn't so severe, now recognize that what they experienced was not okay and that it was sexual assault, and a recognition of the trauma that they've been carrying as well. So they themselves are kind of processing as though it was something that just recently happened.
So to someone who's maybe listening to the radio or watching something on television or reading something who is a survivor, what do you say to them right now? Is it better for them to turn away from the story, or is it better for them to consume all the media or some of the media that is around this to help them?
For survivors, first and foremost, we want to say we believe you. It does not matter if it's something that happened when you were 5, 17, 27, or 67. We believe you, and that you weren't to blame for what happened, and that there are resources available for you, such as Our Voice. But more than that is that you have the right to decide in terms of what you want in your life and what it is that you need for your healing. And part of that could be turn off the radio, don't engage in social media, turn off the TV, and walk away from conversations where you feel like this is coming up.
Very few people have not been touched by sexual violence in some way. If you're talking about a secondary survivor, someone who has a loved one who has been impacted by it, how do they make sure they're not triggering someone who is a survivor of sexual violence during this time? Through conversations, through probably what we would consider everyday conversations, mm-hmm. How do those people ensure they're not triggering someone?
One of the things I would suggest just as a community and as a nation is to really be thoughtful about the conversations that you have in terms of what sexual violence is and what it isn't, and whether what you would have done, you would have done something different. The reality is sexual violence impacts all of us in a different way, whether we're a primary survivor or a secondary survivor. And you're right, Matt, I would agree. If you really think about it, all of us are impacted by sexual violence, whether we have a loved one that we know that has been impacted, but also what it does to a community as a whole. Be cautious about laying judgment in terms of what a survivor did right and what a survivor didn't do right. We have this idea that survivors, or this notion that has been perpetuated for some time and continues to do, is this focus on the survivor and what it is that they did to contribute to their victimization, when in actuality, the real conversation should be really focused on what sexual violence is, what that looks like, and the perpetrator's role in that.